Miguel, are you able to hear us still?
Yeah, I can hear
Miguel?
you. I'm here. Can you
Okay,
hear me?
fantastic, sir. So, yeah, we're on the moderator side, so fantastic. We'll get started. Ladies and gentlemen, this is National Consultant Maksud Mir. I'm calling in from the state of Missouri. We are on the Sunday Night Business Builder call. We have a wonderful guest with us. This gentleman and I, we met at a five-star several years ago, and we were at on a couple of five-stars together, and we became really great friends. And he's been helping me with many different things. So, guys, listen, this gentleman has become a friend to me and a mentor to me in certain ways, but he is an executive consultant in Ambit Energy. He's a Pure Energy Award winner. He has also built an organization that's far-reaching organization. And recently, very recently, just about 2 weeks ago, he promoted a person in his business to executive consultant in his executive code. So obviously that means a huge amount of, explosion or business has happened in this organization. Guess what? Guys, this gentleman, he has also been a friend to many, many people that affected many people, including some of my team members that have attended his business presentations. He has a business presentation in Houston area. His name is Miguel de Siqueira. Miguel, are you there with us, sir? Can you hear us? Okay.
Yes, I'm here, Mir. Thank you for that.
Awesome,
sir. How are you doing, Mir?
I'm doing good, sir. I'm doing good. Thank you very much for jumping on the call with us. I appreciate you for giving up your Sunday night. So, Miguel, I'm going to start off with just asking you a couple of questions, and then we'll go into a little training. So tell us a little bit, those of us that don't know you well enough, tell us how you got started in the business or who invited you in the business, sir.
Okay. So my name is Miguel Desquet. I'm an executive consultant from Houston, Texas. When I was introduced to Ambit, I didn't understand it. I had no idea what it was, what I had to do. I was a manager for one of the largest retail grocery chains here in the Houston, Texas area, actually in the United States. And I was working about 60, 70, sometimes 80 hours a week, 10, 12-hour shifts, 5, 6, 7 days a week, depending as much as I had to be there. But it was salary. So I was making good money, but my life was consumed at work. And life hit me with a situation that I wasn't expecting. My son was 3.5 years old when he was first diagnosed with ALL, which is acute lymphatic leukemia. He was diagnosed with cancer in the blood cells, right, white blood cells. So throughout the process, my son was living at Texas Children, basically in a bubble where nobody can go in there and see him without us clearly sanitizing ourselves and walking inside the room. So it was a very difficult time for me to try to be there for my son and also working all these hours at work. And a good friend of mine kept on telling me about the Ambit opportunity. Hey, Miguel, you know, there's the Ambit opportunity, man. You can work this part-time that eventually can, you know, set you free, give you some more time freedom for you to be there for your kid. I couldn't believe that. That was just too good to be true. That was just, there's no such thing, you know? And then he showed me the success from Home magazine. He showed me like the leaders on the magazine, said, hey, you know what? You can meet these persons. You got to meet these people. You got to know that it's possible for you as well. And I was like, dude, I'm not trying to start all over again, man. I worked so many years in this company to get to where I'm at. Now you want me to go out there and start all over again with some light company that eventually is going to set me free. Yeah, right. You know, so it was hard to fathom. It was hard to believe it to be true. And so I said no. Actually, as a matter of fact, I said no multiple times, you know. While my son was fighting this cancer, me looking for some time freedom, looking for the opportunity to go see him at the hospital. I mean, I just get out of the work. I go straight to Texas Children, go see my son, spend a couple of minutes with him there, sometimes a couple of hours, sometimes whatever I can get. I would be there until the doctors or the nurses would be like, okay, Mr. Disketty, you need to leave the room because now we need to give him his treatment. You know, so life was very challenging for me. If I could, I would live with my son at the hospital if that was possible, you know. And life continued to happen. Situations continue hitting me. And for some reason, I always would remember this gentleman telling me about this Ambit opportunity where I could work something part-time and make some money. Man, what if it works? What if it did work? You get me? So what I call this, guys, what I say is marinates. Whenever you talk to somebody about the opportunity, the first time you bring it to them, it's you got to let it marinate. You got to let it sit, you know. And the gentleman that told me about this, he was telling me that I could make some extra money. I never took it serious for about 8 months. You know, he kept on telling me about it, and I just kept on pushing it away. Then my son, they said that he was in remission, that he was doing pretty well, but then he got relapsed. So the cancer was coming back, right? This is a while later, cancer came back. Took him to the hospital. The doctors took him in. I had to go to work the next day. And then they called me and said, hey, Miguel, we need you to rush over here to the hospital because we need you to sign some waivers. We're running out of options. Your son's body is not responding well to the medication. He's getting some allergic reactions to antibiotics, and we need you to rush over here. And, you know, of course, like any father, any parent would freak out and, okay, I got to go. So I called my boss and said, look, man, I'm sorry, I got to go. I got to go to the hospital. This is what's going on. And I heard what I didn't expect. Like to hear from him, you know. Basically, going to the hospital wasn't an option. Me leaving my job wasn't an option. I had to figure it out. And that's when I realized, wow, you know, all this time and energy I dedicated to this company, now they're telling me that, you know, I have an ultimatum or my son or my job. So I reached out to that friend of mine and I said, hey, man, is that Ambit job still available? He was like, sure. I got started with Ambit. I went into the hospital whatever time I can have. I was still working at my full-time job, but I would go to the hospital, and I was told all I had to do was gather some customers. So they told me, make a list. I made a list, and I started calling family. I started calling friends. I started asking them for their family members and their friends' information, see if I could help anybody save some money. It took me a while to figure it out, a good while, right? How to gather customers. But guess what? I learned. I gathered my customers. I made my money back. That right there helped me believe that Ambit is real. The Ambit opportunity is real. I got to go out there and gather customers and teach other people how to do the same thing. So any opportunity, like when I would leave the hospital, I would drive back to my house. I would just call people, make that short, sweet invitation. Just call people, ask them if they want to make money or save money, right? I'll add them to my list. I would add an average of 30 to 40 people to my list on a daily basis, right? I'd add them to my list, and I'd just follow up. Some follow-ups weren't too pretty. Some were pretty reasonable. Some not good at all. But I've learned how to follow up with them respectfully, you know? I learned how to follow up. So I'm sharing my story with you guys, but I almost will give you a little training for you to understand the process that it took. I remember I sent a note to this many times, but thank God to my sponsor, he never quit on me. He never took that no to the heart, and he continued following up with me, but he did it respectfully to where it didn't pressure me. I didn't feel like he was selling anything to me. I didn't feel like he was needing me to sign up as a consultant. He was simply following up with me and telling me there are options. You have options. Let me introduce you to people that are successful. Let me show you that this is real. Meet me at the live business presentation. Let me introduce you to the people in the magazine. He always followed up with me respectfully, you know, which made me believe, hey, you know what, let me give it a shot. And I did. Guys, when I got my customers and I got that check, I was like, all I got to do is show someone else how to do the same thing. Yeah, it wasn't easy, but guess what? I learned how to do it. And then when I went out there and I knew, I got to get 6 consultants signed up for me to promote to a regional consultant. Guys, back in the days, it was $460-something to sign up as a consultant. It wasn't, you know, $111. So once I became a regional, I was like, wow, I was excited. I was pumped up. You know, it took me 5.5 months to promote to the regional consultant level. 5.5 months. Today, I see people do it within days, hours, within, you know, weeks. I see people doing it like that. It took me 5.5 months to promote to regional consultant. But guess what? When I got promoted to regional consultant, And I still would go to work and work those 10, 11, 12-hour shifts knowing that my son is at the hospital. I'd be like, man, if I could only teach three people how to become a regional, if they can do what I did, all I got to do is show three people within the course of 6 months how to get to the regional level, I'm going to get to a senior. So I went out there and I looked for my regional consultants. I went out there and I looked. I filtered people out. I tried to see who was serious, who wanted to work. I showed them the system, got them plugged into the trainings. I got them to get into conference calls, you know, go into live business presentation. We weren't doing Zoom as much back then, so we had to meet in person. But I met a lot of people in training. Got them, and I showed them how to gather light bills. I showed them how to reach out to family and friends. And then guess what? It took me about 7 months to get from regional to senior. 7 months. But then when I got to senior, I was like, wow, I did it. I got to the senior level. I'm a senior consultant now. All I got to do is show five people how to become a senior, do what I just did, and that's going to get me to executive. But let me tell you something. The power of the follow-up, guys. When I was a marketing consultant, everybody I spoke to, I kept track of. I had everybody's name and notebooks and any notebook. I had about 30, 40 notebooks full of people, college notebooks full of names, and my marketing consultant while I was a regional consultant, and then when I became a senior consultant. So when I became a senior, I sat down and I went through that list with thousands of names on it, and I started calling people. And then I called my best friends and I called my brother and I said, hey, look, I just promoted to a senior consultant. I don't want to leave you guys behind. I'm getting ready to blow this up because my goal is to get to the executive level within a year. And guess what? Now people saw the results. They saw what I've done. They saw the results of my hard work. They saw that my life was changing. They saw that I fired my boss. I quit my job. I moved into Texas Children with my son. Guys, within 8 to 9 months of me starting Ambit, I was confident enough to make enough money just to pay my bills. So I fired my boss. Packed my luggage, and I moved into Texas Children with my son. And I helped him fight that cancer that was stealing his life away from me. I was there. I woke up with him. I slept with him. I was there. And I love Ambit Energy for that with all my heart because it gave me that opportunity to make some money to pay my bills and not lose my house and not lose myself. Just by gathering customers and teaching other people how to do the same thing, it was enough to pay my bills. When I became a senior, guys, my friends came in, my brothers came in, everybody that saw me from starting as a marketing joined my business. It took me from senior to executive 7.5 months. Once I became a senior, I became an executive consultant 7.5 months after I became a senior. So in total, under 2 years, I became an executive consultant, but I ran with this. I believed in it. I knew that it was going to set me free. I knew that it was going to help me save my son's life. It was going to keep me there with him. So I ran with it. The good thing about it is I was already in the business industry. I was a manager for one of the largest retail grocery chains. So I knew that business, you had to have goals. You had to have targets. You had to know what's working and what's not working. Okay? And I'm going to share this with you guys. So get a pen and a paper because I'm going to share you guys what I did. And hopefully you guys will follow the same system. But before I do that, I had the pleasure to be at the hospital when the doctors came in and said my son was cancer-free. He beat cancer. I was there whenever his body got better. He got healthier. You know, me being there with him got him more motivated, got him more excited. Kind of like, you know, he saw himself as a superhero. So I was there through the process of him getting better. I wasn't working somewhere else. I wasn't clocking in and clocking out. I didn't have nobody telling me I couldn't be there for my son. I was there with him. And I do thank Ambit with all my heart that it gave me the option to make an additional income or some income to pay my bills wherever I'm at and to be there with my son. Today, my son is the healthiest kid I can ask him to be. He's healthy. He's smart. You know, he's cancer-free. He's into sports. He's into jiu-jitsu. He loves martial arts. And, you know, I love the fact that our life came to where it's at. And, again, I do thank Ambit Energy for that. My challenges in the beginning was believing. My challenge in the beginning was accepting the fact that this could really be true, that it really could work. But, see, my son was fighting for his life. So I had to get over my mindset. I had to believe that I'm going to make this work. One of the things that helped me a lot is I heard this quote, "Learn how to discipline your disappointments." Learn how to discipline your disappointments. So when I go out there and I would get no's from people, people would not interested, or show up to a business presentation, they promise they'll be there and not show up. I had to learn how to discipline my disappointments. Step two, I knew I had to have a system. I knew I had to have a system. So what I did is I got a notebook, I got actually a three-ring binder. Okay, I'm actually looking at it right now. I got a three-ring binder. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got about 10 tabs. Okay, the first tab is a calendar. And on that tab, I actually have a calendar where I actually set my appointment. Of course, now we can use Excel or the calendar on a computer, but I did everything on paper because I was told, write it down, it works better. And me and being in business, I actually wrote everything down. So the first tab is calendar, where I can set my appointments, business trainings, Zoom meetings, anything that was available out there from any leader. I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to know what's going on. I wanted to see if they had any secrets they can tell me. So I put everything on my calendar. I tried to do everything I could because now I quit my job. So now I'm trying to learn, trying to learn. I'm trying to learn from other leaders, right? Then the second tab is called my prime list. My prime list is where I would edify my prospects. So I would have everybody's name on it, right? I'll put the name and phone numbers, and then I would have a little section where I could remember where I met the individual, what I know about the individual, what's their background, so I know how to prospect them. Okay, well, he's got a lot of kids, but he doesn't have time. Okay, I need every time I talk to him, I need to make sure I talk about, you can work this on your own time, you can work this part time, you can make your own schedule, right? If he talked about he had a lot of money, he didn't want money. Okay, well, what else would you want? You want time freedom? You want to build a legacy for your family? I mean, you want to donate more to church? You want to pay your kids college tuition? I mean, what do you want? I would always try to write down what their why is or what they're looking for. And that would be my follow-ups, right? And remember in the beginning, I talked about I followed up with people respectfully. We're going to go back on that. So through my prime list, I basically, to learn how to prospect people, I had to know a little bit about myself, right? So from 0 to 10, you want to edify yourself. Money motivated from 0 to 10, where are you? How money motivated are you are? Okay. Self-discipline from 0 to 10. Where do you think you rank yourself as self-discipline from 0 to 10? Right? How about leadership? How good of a leader do you think you are from 0 to 10? How about influence? How much influence do you believe you have on people from 0 to 10? Relationship, how good are you to build a relationship with people, making new friends, getting outside of your circle from 0 to 10? And then entrepreneurial, how entrepreneurial are you from 0 to 10? And then you add all those numbers together and divide it by the amount of each item that you've used to edify yourself. And if you got like a 7, right, or a 6 or a 5, and be honest with you, don't give yourself a 10 on entrepreneurial, right, if you don't believe that. Now, when you get your total number, do the same thing with all of your prospects. Do the same thing with them. Edify them from 0 to 10. Where are they at money motivated? Where are they at entrepreneurial? Where are they on influential? Where are they in building relationship? Where are they in being a leader? Now, when you get those numbers, pay attention to this, okay? Anybody below your number, if you're a 6, anybody below a 6, you can have a direct approach with. A direct approach. Why? Because if they're you've numbered them before below you, that's because you have some sort of influence, leadership that they see of you. So you can approach them directly. Hey, John, how's it going? Look, man, I got something excited I want you to take a look at. I'm gonna be available at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What time can you meet up? Then, well, what do you want to talk about? Look, man, it's something I'm excited about, so I know you'd be excited about. I'm pretty sure they're gonna be like, okay, let's make this work. You don't need to tell them everything. All you need to say is you're excited about it. You have influence above him. All you got to do is let him know, hey, let's meet up. Let me show you something. Okay? That's a direct approach. Now, let's say there's somebody at your level and one above or at your level. Now, you want to ask them for advice. Right? You want them to take a look at something. Hey, Carlos, how's it going, man? Look, I'm pretty busy right now for the next couple of hours, but I'd like to get together with you at lunch or Starbucks or something. I want to show you something and see if there's something there that you could look at. I need some advice, right? He's going to know what it is. Look, I don't have much time to break it down to you, man. It's actually visual. I want you to take a look at it. I'm starting a part-time gig in the energy markets with some of my friends, and I just want you to look at some of the things that I came up with, see if you can help me out with it, right? That's another approach that you took. Now, that's called an indirect approach, right? Now, there's the super indirect approach. The super indirect approach is somebody that's already making a lot of money, is very successful, somebody that you know that, oh, you know what? He's not going to be interested. I'm going to waste my time even talking to him. You know what? I don't even know why. He's already a doctor. He's a lawyer. He's an engineer. He makes a lot of money. You know, he's going to look down at me. He's going to laugh at me. Whatever your subconscious mind throws at you, right? But if he's at that level where you're a 6 and he's a 10, now you're going to approach him with a super indirect approach. You're going to approach him asking for a favor, but before that, you compliment him. Hey, Charlie, how's it going, man? Hey, look, I know you're busy, man, and I got something I'm working on. Now, I know it's not for you. I know it's something that wouldn't even be close to your interest. But based on your success, man, you're one of the most successful people that I know. One of the wealthiest people that I know. You've got multiple clubs here in the Houston area. You've got restaurants here in the Houston area. So I know this is not an option for you, but I really, really would love your help. I know that you have something that can help me build my part-time business. I know that you have something that can help me. Can you please be my mentor? Remember, guys, what you want to do, you just want to show the opportunity to people. You want to plant that seed. You want to show it to them, whether it's directly, indirectly, or super indirectly. You want them to see this opportunity because guess what? It's electricity, guys. Everybody needs it, can't live without it. It's electricity. So Charlie, my good friend, he's super busy. He wasn't able to look at it through my marketing code. He wasn't able to look at it through my regional code. But guess what? He looked at it in my senior code. He looked at it, and he was like, you know what, Miguel, I'll be your mentor. I was like, great. He wasn't interested to sign up, but hey, he'll be my mentor. And he came in. He gave me some advice how to talk to people. Now he's trying to learn more about the company. Now he knows more. It's about electricity. He knows about all the states that we're in. You know, he's trying to learn more about Ambit so he can help me. And this whole time, I'm just asking him just to be my mentor. I never asked him to sign up as a consultant, right? Because if he wanted to sign up as a consultant, he's most likely going to let me know, Miguel, I'm ready to sign up. And I know he's not going to go with anybody else because he's helping me. Our loyalty, right? Time goes by. Now I got promoted to the executive consultant level. He gave me his restaurants to sign up as customers. The clubs I signed up as customers. He became my customer. He told me to sign up all my accounts. And then he became a consultant in my executive code. And he brought in his people of influence. So learn how to prospect people, okay? Write this down, guys. You haven't, whether you want to do it in Excel or you want to do it in a three-ring binder, however you want to do it, okay? These are going to be the tabs. The first one is going to be calendar. That's where you're going to write the calendar of, you know, your schedules or any trainings, webinars, Zoom meetings that's happening. The second one is going to be your prime list. Okay, that's where you're going to edify your prospects. The third one is going to be your consultant follow-ups. Okay, make sure you're keeping note of all your consultant follow-ups. Every consultant that you sign up, whether they're working, they're not, they gave up, whether they quit, whether they're dead, you were bringing them back to life. I mean, whether they went to the witness protection program, whatever you want to call it, make sure you're always following up with your consultants. Make sure you always follow up with them because you never know what they're going through, right? It took me 8 months to say yes as a prospect. But then also, once I became a consultant, hey, it was hard. It wasn't easy learning a new trade, marketing, right? So thank God that my sponsor kept on following up with me, kept on pumping me up, kept on helping me believe. So I became a student to the industry. I learned what network marketing was. So that's the third tab, consultant follow-ups. Make sure you follow up with them. The fourth one is prospect follow-ups. Make sure you're constantly following up with your prospects, respectfully, right? If they say no to you, depending on how serious that no is, kind of like leave me alone, give them a month. If they say, hey, no, I need to talk to my wife, give them a week or two. If they say, no, I got a lot going on, you know, they're stressful guys, give them space. Give them space, right? Indirectly drip on them. Indirectly. Let's say they just kept on saying, no, 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 I'm not interested, I don't want to do it. Guys, just call them and say, hey, man, you know what? I just got my third check. I'm excited about it. I'm going to celebrate. I'd like you to join me, you know? Or, you know, I just got promoted to regional. I would love for you to be part of my promotion. Can you come over here and just, like, you know, give me some support when I get pinned? Or share that story with someone. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited, John. Man, I just got promoted to regional. You know, how's the kids? How's your family? You see how you just drip the quick information in there, but then you take it away and start asking about the family. Don't try to sell the opportunity. Show the opportunity. Educate people, right? Understand what marketing is. There's two forms of marketing, guys. There's traditional marketing, and there's network marketing, which is word-of-mouth marketing, and that's what we do. Traditional marketing is when companies go out there and pays millions of dollars to put an ad on TV, radio, billboards, newspaper. That's traditional marketing. What companies are doing nowadays, they decided to go with what's called network marketing, multi-level marketing, word-of-mouth marketing is what we do. Is when you go out there and you acquire customers through your feedback. You just got to be good at it. And you got to do it respectfully. You know, look at a TV. When the TV puts a commercial on Best Buy, it doesn't say, hey, go to Best Buy and buy this. No, it's just showing you what that phone offers or what that product offers, and then it's people make that decision. The same thing in Ambit Energy. Be patient. Whatever information you give them, let it marinate. Let them spend some time with it. Let them understand. But see, what a lot of people do is they force this information onto their prospects that it scares the prospects away. Or they give too much information that they don't know how to give, and it scares the prospects away. So learn how to prospect, okay? Let's go down the line, guys. I know we talked about the tabs. The first one is calendar. The second one, prime list. The third one is consultant follow-ups. The fourth one is prospect follow-ups. The fifth one is warm prospects. The warm prospect, that's already somebody that's interested, but they're going to need to talk to someone, the family, the husband, or they don't have the $100 to sign up right now. They're doing it in 2 weeks. Guys, let them do it in their given time. They will respect you more for it. Okay, warm prospects, somebody who's interested but has not completely said yes. Keep them in your warm prospect list. You follow up with them weekly. Hey, John, how's it going, man? Just checking up on you. We still got the promotions going on until Friday night, man. I hope you can join us. That's it. If he doesn't text you, call you, anything, leave it alone. Don't text him again. He knows. He knows what's going on. Follow up with them respectfully, okay, until that no becomes a yes. Cold prospects. Cold prospects is somebody, oh, you know, that's one of those pyramid things. Oh, you know what? Nope. I don't believe in that. Or I've tried it before. Never worked out. Guys, this is a multi-level marketing company. We've been around for a long period of time. We've got great accolades. We're A-plus in the Better Business Bureau. There's nothing illegal about us. Let people know. Multi-level marketing is a very successful form of building a business through word-of-mouth marketing. Okay, it's not an illegal pyramid scheme. And then the tab 7, 8, 9, and 10, what I do have is I have 3 months, right? The seventh tab is January, February, and March. The next tab is April, May, and June. The next tab is July, August, September. The last tab is October, November, December. You see how I have those months? So when I prospect somebody to sign up as a consultant or to look at the business and they're not interested, I'll ask them if they know when their contract expires at their house. I'll ask them if they know what energy company they're with. Oh, yeah, but you know, it's going to expire in December. Hey, all right, no problem, man. I'm going to go to my three-ring binder and I'm going to put their name on there. Okay, John Doe, his contract expires in December. I got to make sure I reach out to him in October. You want to reach out to people 45 days before they enter the contract, because if you don't, the supplier that they're with will, right? Whatever company they're with, 45 days in advance is going to reach out to them, ask them to renew their plan. So, guys, if you got somebody who's going to expire in December, reach out to them in October. You got somebody that's going to expire in June, reach out to them in April or March. Let them know that you're still thinking about them. Let them know that you know that their contract's about to expire. You get me? Once you do this, you're going to have so many people on your follow-up. Every month, you're going to have a lot of customers to follow up with. You got a lot of possible customers. You get me? If you follow a simple system, have a system in your business. Learn how to prospect, learn how to get customers, and teach other people how to do the same thing. I have one last thing here for you guys. It's called the consultant monthly progress. Okay. What I have is on my first column, I have Sunday, Monday going up and down. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's in my first column. Okay. My next column to the right, I split it in two. On the top, I put invites. On the left column, I put how many invites I would like to do on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. How many invites? So my expectations is, let's say, just to give you a number, my expectation is to do at least 20 invites a day. So on the left column, I'm going to put 20. On the right column that I had split, I'm going to put what I've actually done. So if I didn't make any invitations, I'm going to put a big fat zero on there for Sunday. Okay? My expectations was 20, but I did zero. And whenever you want to turn off your ambient business, whether it's at 8 p.m., 6 p.m., whatever time you say, you know what, I'm shutting down at this time, write that down. Okay, so I didn't do any invitations today. Okay? The next column, split that into as well. On the top, you put appointments. Same thing. On the left, you put what you expect yourself to do. On the right, you do what you've actually done. So how many appointments have you set up? Okay? Next column, split that into. On the top, you're going to put show the plan. On the left side, you're going to put what you've actually expect yourself, how many times you expect to show the plan. On the right-hand side, what you've actually done. The next column, split that into. Prospect follow-ups. On the left, put how many prospects you want to follow up with on a daily basis. Remember, you need to put Sunday, I want to follow up with 10. Monday, I want to follow up with 3. Tuesday, I want to follow up with 5. Wednesday, I want to follow up with 1. Thursday, I want. So you need to already have what your goals are. What are your goals on how many prospect follow-ups you want to do? On the right side, put what you've actually done. Okay? The next column, consultant follow-ups. On the left side, put how many consultants you want to follow up every Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, and Friday. You know you got a free day on Friday, so follow up with 50 consultants, you know? And if you're like, oh, my gosh, I don't have 50 consultants, well, guys, get with somebody that does, or get with five different people. Get with five different consultants and hold each other accountable. Hey, man, I'm going to help you build your business. You'll help me build mine. You know, I don't have 50 consultants, but I want to learn. I want to get better. You have any of your consultants you'd like me to follow up with? Because sometimes people would like to hear from someone different. I have consultants that they're tired of hearing from me. So, hey, I'll give them to somebody else. Hey, can you follow up with my consultant? Because they're tired of hearing. Sometimes you can help consultants bond with each other that you couldn't have that bond with. The next one. The next column, customer signups. Put on the left what you expect yourself to sign up, on the right what you've actually done. And then the last column, consultant signups. How many consultants do you plan to sign up on Saturday? How many you want to sign up on Sunday? How many you want to sign up on Tuesday? Guys, no matter what, the minimum is one. Please don't ever put zero. Oh, my expectation is to sign up zero consultants on Saturday. Come on. Put at least one under, you know? And then what I need you guys to do on the end of 3 to 4 weeks, look at your business, look at your targets, look at your goals, look at what your expectations were, and look what you've done. If you look at that and you're happy with those numbers, you're building a successful business and you are making money. If you look at that and you see nothing but zeros, that's because you did nothing. Don't expect anything. Hold yourself accountable. Learn how to discipline your disappointments. Take action. Get with somebody to help you become accountable and build your business, guys. So I hope I gave you guys something of value. I love my life, guys. I'm already an Ambit consultant for 9 years now. I've been on multiple five-star trips. I met very powerful leaders. I had the opportunity to take my son, travel him, take him to New Mexico to go skiing. I had the opportunity to take my mom to Japan for 30 days. My mom's Japanese. She's always wanted to go to see what Japan is about. I took her to Japan. I went to Brazil. I helped my dad build some property, get some property over there, do Airbnb. Unfortunately, I recently just lost my dad to COVID. I was able to go to Brazil and take care of stuff. I go to Brazil now every 2 months because I got things over there that I'm having. I got businesses that I open up there. All because of this Ambit opportunity, guys. All because of this Ambit opportunity. I was able to get some money invested in my country. I'm Brazilian and Japanese. I'm able to live my life on my terms, nobody else's. You get me? I don't have nobody telling me what I can or cannot do at a job. Whether I could or cannot be there for my son. Guys, I've fought to have my life, to live my life in my terms and nobody else's. So thank you for your time. I hope you guys got something valuable about this. Build your business. Build it the right way. Have a system. Know what you're doing right. Know what you're doing wrong. Get a mentor. Get somebody accountable. And, guys, go for it. Love y'all. Hope you guys have a great Sunday. Amir, are you there?
Yes, sir. That was fantastic, Miguel. Oh, my God. This is if people did not have pages of notes from this, I mean, I don't know what to say. We have to learn to listen to these calls again and again to take it all in. That was wonderful, Miguel. I appreciate it very, very much, sir. Thank you so much. I'm going to open up the lines. I want everyone to thank you, sir, for you giving us the time and the energy and the training that you just gave us. Thank you very much, Miguel. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.